When the right-wing group, the Bajrang Dal, along with hundreds of locals, were seen barging into a school in Madhya Pradesh, throwing stones at the building, claiming that religious conversion was going on. This has been completely denied by members of the Christian community in Madhya Pradesh, in Vidisha as well. The students over there managed to get away unharmed, but this is the latest in a series of attacks against members of the Christian community. We'll be joined by the Archbishop of Bhopal in just a few moments. First, this report.
Chaos at St. Joseph's School in the town of Ganj Basoda, 100 kilometers from Bhopal, as a Bajrang Dal mob along with a massive crowd unleashed havoc. They pelted stones, broke the chairs and pots, and chanted Jai Shri Ram slogans. Inside this school run by the Bhopal-based Malabar Missionary Society of Assisi Province, 14 students were giving their exams and had a narrow escape. But the saffron groups were unfazed, sticking to the allegation of religious conversion.
If St. Joseph School is in the dharmantaran, then we want to see this building in the empty meadan.
The school denied the claims of religious conversion, claiming that none of the names mentioned in the complaint by the members of the Sri Maharana Rajput Samiti, the Ahirwar Samaj and the Kayas Samaj of Ganj Basoda to the Vidisha collector alleging an incident of religious conversion in the school on the 31st of October, in which they said that 8 school children of other faith were allegedly converted, matches with any of the students.
Hindu dharma ka 8 bachchon ko isai bana diya. Wo log patra mein likha gaya hai, wo bachchon ka naam, wo bachche ka koi idhar hi nahi padta hai.
Police said 4 people have been arrested in connection with the incident, while CCTV footage is being checked to find the other accused.
50 se 60 logon ke upar mamla darj kiya gaya hai, lekin 4 logon ki giraftari ho chuki hai.
Home Minister said that they will ensure such incidents won't be repeated.
Uska prakar aur swaroop thoda bhinn hai videshi funding se, aur punaravarti na ho iski chinta ki ja rahi hai.
Only 4 weeks ago, Hindutva mobs had stormed the sets of a streaming series being filmed by Prakash Jha in Bhopal. The Congress claimed the government has lost control of law and order.
Madhya Pradesh mein jungle raj jaise halaat hain, Bharatiya Janata Party sarkar mein asamajik tatvon ka bolbala ho gaya hai.
The NCPCR had recently written to the Vidisha collector to conduct a probe into the alleged religious conversion of 8 students, but the question is, who gave the authority to saffron groups to barge inside the school premises, vandalize the school property, that too during the exam? With Naved in Vidisha and camera person Rizwan Khan in Bhopal and Anurag Bari for NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Reverend Leo Cornelio, the Archbishop of Bhopal, President of the Council of Bishops of Madhya Pradesh. Reverend, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Just a very basic question first. Were any of the teachers or students in that school hurt?
I don't think the teachers and students were hurt. But the damage has been done to the school and to the property.
Reverend, is it true that school authorities had received a letter warning of an impending attack? This had been brought to the light of the police and yet this still took place?
I have heard that way. Yes, there was already an earlier information that they are going to do some worship or some puja. But then later on, this attack came all of a sudden in the context of the first communion and confirmation they had in the church. And that was somehow shown in the video. And then they said, that one they said was conversion efforts going on that account. That was on the 6th of December. And actually the communion and so on took place on the 31st of October. So on the 6th of December, they did the attack.
Archbishop, the allegation of conversion, we'll talk about the larger allegation across Madhya Pradesh in a moment. But as I understand it, none of the students who were apparently converted even studied in this school. Is that right?
Correct. You are right. We have thousands of students studying in different schools. and there is no question of converting them. What we are trying to give them is a really character building and moral values, which are very essential for nation building. And this is considered as sort of conversion. And this is all a bogey, just a kind of, you know, allegation, and then only to polarize the situation and some kind of gain for those vested interests, parties. I don't see any reality or any truth in it. Sometime back, I gave an interview already saying, for years now, you are saying that Christians are resorting to conversion. Last 30 years have not shown any increase in the percentage of Christian population.
Yes.
How come that there is so much conversion going on, and while the number is not showing, and there is no indication of any increase? And then hundreds of thousands of students are studying in India who are going through the portals of our schools. How come that these people are not converted? How many of them are getting converted? How many are able to accuse us that we are converting them, even preaching them any gospel? But values we definitely give, values of all religions. But every religion teaches peace, love, and brotherhood, sisterhood. And this kind of teaching cannot be considered as only the Catholic or Christian teaching. It is the value of all religions. And why should it be that some religious fanatics resort to such violence in the name of religion in order to create a havoc, create fear, and create polarization? That is the biggest question. And who are the agents who are doing that? The people who are attacking, I believe, are not the ones. There are some others sitting far away, higher up in their offices, and directing these things, I believe.
Archbishop, that is why. Is it true that in October as well, there was a school in Madhya Pradesh which was served an ultimatum, apparently by the Bajrang Dal, to install an idol of Goddess Saraswati or else? Is that something that took place?
Right, right. They said that some years back there was an idol and they were worshipping. All that is false. There is no history of this sort, and they just wanted to make it a kind of story, and then they wanted to say, all right, we are giving an ultimatum by such and such time, you have to install that statue. Of course, I think action was taken and it did not happen. But then these threats are really instilling fear in the school, in the administration, and then the peace and harmony is disturbed. And on that account, the whole teaching and whole administration becomes a big problem, because it is not going to be peaceful with this kind of threat. And why should these antisocial elements get involved in the portals of this holy portals of schools and education?
What is this a part of? Because it's not just the two school incidents that we've spoken about. There have been various other attacks in Uttarakhand, in Uttar Pradesh, and two in Madhya Pradesh just since the month of October alone. We've seen many attacks being reported in Karnataka as well, and this bogey of conversion. So what is this a part of? These are not standalone incidents.
I believe that it is a political effort to polarize, pleasing certain groups in the name of religion. I believe that. Otherwise, there is no reason why the government cannot take action against such elements. They allow things to happen. They are just spectators for some time, and after everything has happened, they move in.
Yeah.
Quite often it happens.
Yeah.
They don't act on time, and damage is done, and news passes on. And besides, all these things they are recording and uploading and showing their kind of triumph, which is not right at all.
It's very
not
sad.
Not at all.
It's very sad.
In a democratic country, such things should not happen, because all religions are to be treated equally. We have these constitutional rights to practice and preach our own religion, and conversion is not our business, not human effort. It is God's grace, we believe. And nobody should be, any way by inducement or force, should be converting anyone to any religion.
That's the bottom line. Forcible conversion is illegal. It's out of the question. Members of the Christian community are not involved in that, is what you say. And you have statistics to suggest that the percentage of Christians has been going down and that it's not tenable to actually make these allegations.
Yes.
Well, joining
and
us...
This now,
sure.
Others convert, they call it ghar wapasi. That again is wrong.
All right. Archbishop, I take the point and you made very strong points and I'd like to thank you. I need to open this up a little bit, but thank you so much, Archbishop, for being with us. Mahesh Sharma, the BJP leader, joins us, as does Ami Ben Yagnik, the Rajya Sabha MP of the Congress. Mr. Varma, you know, October 2021, Uttarakhand, there was an attack on a church in Roorkee. It was vandalized. Uttar Pradesh in 2021, Christian nuns were attacked by Hindutva vigilantes. In Madhya Pradesh in October 2021, a Christian school was served an ultimatum by the Bajrang Dal to install an idol of Saraswati. And now this particular school in Vidisha and Madhya Pradesh. What is happening?
इसमें आपने छत्तीसगढ़ महाराष्ट्र और जो कांग्रेस रूलिंग स्टेट है उसका भी नाम लेना चाहिए उन आंकड़ों और डाटों को रख के बात करके और समझना चाहिए कि आखिर में जो ये घटनाएं घटती हैं तो उसी उसमें बीजेपी या बीजेपी सरकार को ही बदनाम करने की क्यों कोशिश की जाती है यहाँ पे
बीजेपी मैंने बीजेपी का कोई नाम नहीं लिया मैं सिर्फ ये कह रहा हूँ कि ये चार घटना है मैंने आपको एक उदाहरण दिया है और हम एक स्पेसिफिक केस के बारे में मैं कह रहे हैं ये बीजेपी वर्सेस कांग्रेस क्यों बना रहे हैं आप
नहीं जैसे आपने नाम
आप इसको आप इसको क्रिटिसाइज क्यों नहीं कर रहे आप ये क्यों नहीं कह रहे कि ये नहीं होना चाहिए कि वहां बच्चे पढ़ रहे थे उनको शायद चोट लग सकता था और ऐसे एक स्कूल के खिलाफ ये हादसा नहीं होना चाहिए था और ये बीजेपी छत्तीसगढ़ उत्तर प्रदेश में सिर्फ जिन जगह में ये अटैक्स हो चुके हैं लास्ट दो महीने में मैंने सिर्फ उनका नाम दिया मैं कोई बीजेपी वर्सेस कांग्रेस या और कोई पार्टी के बारे में नहीं पूछा आपसे
हाँ नहीं मैं आपको ये कहना चाहता हूँ कि जो आप बात और जो सवाल आप उठा रहे हैं
जी
वो किसी भी सभ्य समाज में उसकी कोई जगह नहीं है
करेक्ट
और कोई भी सरकार और कोई भी पार्टी इस तरह की चीजों को ना बर्दाश्त करेगी ना इस तरह से कोई गवर्नेंस देने की कोशिश करेगी जैसे अभी आर बिशप ने कहा कि एंटी सोशल एलिमेंट्स जो है यहाँ थे कुछ लोगों के वेस्टेड इंटरेस्ट थे और सरकार ने जिस तत्परता के साथ वहां एक्शन लिया छह से ज्यादा लोगों को अरेस्ट किया 7 से 8 ऊपर आईपीसी की धाराओं के तहत जो है 50 लोगों को बुक किया तो ये अपने आप में दर्शाता है कि सरकार जो है किसी भी अपनी नागरिक के प्रति या किसी भी तरह का कोई इंस्टीट्यूशन चल रहा है उसको लेकर कोई भी अगर आदमी कानून हाथ लेता है तो उसको हर हाल में उसके ऊपर कार्रवाई करेगी
ओके अमी बेन याग्निक इज दैट अ सेटिस्फैक्ट्री रिस्पॉन्स दैट एक्शन इज बीइंग टेकन इन मध्य प्रदेश
No. I think, Vishnu, the issue is there are several issues here. First, it's a law and order situation. You can see the crowds in the visuals, how they collected and how they're attacking a school. You can imagine the students inside the school building. You are putting fear in the students, even in the administration and everywhere. So why is the government not aware of these situations and why is not taking a stern step? I am going one step further. If these incidents are happening in several states and if the government failure is there in taking stock of the situation and then follow up action on maintaining law and order, then I think one word from the Honorable Prime Minister that this should not be happening in the country. Why is it happening and why stricter steps are not being taken? I think it would make a lot of difference. We are a civilized society. We are moving in the 21st century ahead. We are talking of giving education to our children. We want good atmosphere. We want safe environment for our students. And look at the way the law and order situation is. Any government where the state government is not able to take steps, I think the central government has to take a very serious note of this and take steps to see that children study in a safe environment and these rowdies and these anti-social elements who flock the roads and the streets, they should be put to stern action.
Mahesh ji, one final question to you. Ye large scale conversions ke baare mein jab log keh rahe, ye statistically aur ye iska evidence kya hai?
देखिए विष्णु जी, इसमें क्या सच्चाई है और इसके लिए ऑलरेडी कानून है. जैसे आर्च बिशप ने भी कहा कि इस तरह के कोई भी कन्वर्जन होते हैं तो कोई भी आदमी कानून अपने हाथ में थोड़ी लेगा
जी,
कहीं अटैक थोड़ी कर देगा.
पर ये लार्ज स्केल कन्वर्जन हो रहे हैं या नहीं हो रहे, क्योंकि स्टेटिस्टिकली इसका डेटा कहाँ है कि लार्ज स्केल कन्वर्जन
की. मैं कन्वर्जन के बारे में बात इसलिए नहीं करूंगा कि कन्वर्जन के लिए कानून है. अगर कोई ऐसा काम करता है तो निश्चित रूप से वो इलीगल है.
अब बात ये रही
कि जो घटना घटी है उस घटना को लेकर जो चिंता करनी चाहिए वो राज्य सरकार ने करी. दूसरी बात, जब ये छत्तीसगढ़ में घटना घटी और कुछ ही दिन पहले की बात है, जब उसमें जनवरी की ये बात है 2021 में, और राज्यसभा में जो अपने वेणुगोपाल जी हैं, जब सेंटर सरकार ने उस पर रिपोर्ट तलब की तो उसके ऊपर इतने हाय तोबे मचाए गए और ये कहा गया कि ये क्या कर रही है केंद्र सरकार. तो इस तरह की जो सोच है, समझ है, और ये जो इसको लेकर जिस तरह से राजनीति करने की कोशिश की जाती है, यही अपने आप में गलत है और इसको सबसे पहले रोकना चाहिए. अगर कोई भी व्यक्ति, कोई भी सिटीजन उसके किसी राइट्स पे या उसके किसी फ्रीडम पे अटैक हुआ है तो उसके लेकर जो कानूनी कार्रवाई है वो हुई या नहीं हुई है, ये देखने वाली बात है.
Okay.
मध्य प्रदेश सरकार ने तत्कालिक रूप से वहां पे 6 से ज्यादा आईपीसी की धारा लगा के 6 से ज्यादा लोगों को जो है अरेस्ट किया है.
ओके, ऑलराइट, लास्ट वर्ड अमीबेन याग्निक, डोंट मेक दिस अ पॉलिटिकल इशू, इट नीड्स टू बी लुक्ड एट ओनली फ्रॉम अ लॉ एंड ऑर्डर पर्सपेक्टिव. डू यू बिलीव दैट्स अ सिंपलिस्टिक वे ऑफ लुकिंग एट इट?
No, you know, these are repeated incidents that are happening and there are several issues that come in it. Maybe the conversion issue, somewhere you have seen mob lynching, but the crowds are not having any fear of the law. And those governments who come out and praise that they have a very good governance model, I think they should be hauled up by the central government and they should be asked questions. They are responsible to see that the society functions in a safe way. These are happening day in and day out. You may give any reason for that. There might be people who would say that, well, these are polarization attempts. But well, we have to look into it. And I think a day will come when the honorable courts will have to take some Suomoto notice of all these issues.
Thank you both very much for joining us, because I need to move on to something which concerns all of us, the entire issue of COVID. In just a few moments, I'll be joined by a doctor who's actually had COVID that also Omicron. But before that, a couple of key questions coming up on Ku. Janvi writes in, how are we providing a safe space to small school children? Abhilash says it's really shocking. Responsible people should get punished. Wonder what the police were doing when this mass of people marched into a school and vandalized their property during class hour.